Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last to my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
And welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 34. And that M period, A period, N period, abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. Send in music and commercials MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press 1. Now, before I go to the 216309, we got a lot of different things to run into, so we'll get that out of the way and say that if you are looking for a reputable company, Looking Good Home Improvement, that's www.LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. Now, Looking Good Home Improvement. Residential, commercial remodeling, and new construction. Licensed and bonded. 24/7 emergencies. Door installation and repairs. Plastering and painting. Carpentry and decks. Bath, kitchen remodeling. Flooring, tile and wood. Violation list repairs. All of this and more, besides them being licensed and bonded, 216-205-7247. That's 216-205-7247. For those listening live on BBCI Radio at blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate you. Now, with our disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, and press 1. Had to do that twice because we missed a week last week. Some things with Blog Talk happening on their network, but it's okay because we're back this week. So this gives us a chance to say also, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram, Jr. Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook, HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio, www.3342music.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Facebook Pete Weeks. OPM Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. Webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. VoiceItRadio.com. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter, Jr. Period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Also, www.templabor.org. Twitter page, Al Porter, Jr. 1, or at Grandpa Rapper 1. Looking for work, www.templabor.org. You can check out the logtv.com and the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Now then, we have two different lists to give you. So this is what we'll do. We'll give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment from last week. Okay, last Monday. So last Monday was number 10 spot was Monica and Cowboy, their wedding that they were set up to do, as well as Black Votes Matter. Number 9, they had a rally, a Black Votes Matter rally. Number 9 was debuting on Facebook, J Swin, Birthday Bash, Enlisted Party. Number 8 debuting last week was Facebook's Patrice's Birthday Celebration. Number 7 debuting was Facebook Project Delete Poverty. Number 6 debuting last week was Power in Your Dance. Those were debuting because those activities were coming up. Number 5, the Angry Activist, which happened, I believe, the Friday before last. It was a read that was scheduled. We'll probably get into that, if not this one, then by next week. But that was number 5. Number 4, all back-to-school activities, which were a lot for last week. Number 3, all festivals, including Glenville. That was number 3. Number 2 was Bone Street signing, which was a couple of Fridays ago, and number 1 was all 50th birthday hip-hop activities, all of them, didn't matter where. So now I can get into part of the list for this week, and I know the 216309, we promised to get to you, but honorable mention goes to Mr. Solo, the hip-hop aficionado. Number 10, debuting on Facebook, the Let Him Cook concert series featuring Crazy 8 the Great. Number 9, debuting Facebook 2023 Fleet Music Event. Ooh-wee, that's coming up. Number 8, debuting Facebook Eric Wilson performing at M-Stax Mania. Okay, number 7, Facebook debuting Decolonize Our Minds, Land and Environment. That's number 7. Number 6, moving up, Facebook was Patrice's Birthday Party Celebration. So that was a major thing in itself. Number 5, moving up, Facebook, J Swin Birthday Bash and Listening Party, which happened last weekend. That's number 5. Number 4, Facebook Project Delete Poverty, which moved up. That was number 4. Number 3, and this feels good to be able to get some of these out of the way. Number 3 was none other than Power in Your Dance, which happened last Saturday at the Dialogue Center. That moved up. Tanisha Glass did an excellent job. There were Polish Boys, potato salad, drinks, dessert. Sheriff Kilroy performed a brand new single, and he hit us with that song from back and way back called Walk Like a Man. You had Delete Obsolete and Tell Me What God Saw from Mr. Powers. You had Joseph Motley Jr. performing, and he was the DJ for the event. You had King Team. They did the hot new song called Moses, Let My People Go, plus a couple of other stand-in songs. You had the Family Leggings Project, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man Army, BWA, The Rock, AME Zion Church, all there. That was number three. Moving up. Number two. Okay. All back to school activities. Moving up. That's number two. Well, actually, last week, it It moved to number two spot, all back to school activities. And the number one spot, debuting, Minority Men's Health Fair. So those are some of the things that happened. Now I get to woo-saw a little bit. Go to the 216-309. How are you doing out there?
How's everybody doing out there? This is Valencia. This is Brenda Former, Queen B. Is there, my colleagues will call me on the radio, on Block Talk Radio on Monday nights. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land?
Excellent. What's going on, Queen B?
Oh, nothing. I'm just happy. I'm just happy. I've seen some of my childhood friends up here. That's the fourth one I've seen this week, Al. And you know, it's a good feeling when you can see somebody you grew up with, because most people are dead and gone to hit glory.
Right.
And when I seen these people today, I about cried and just got my praise on when I seen them today. And I just thank God, you know, I got to be doing something right, you know, that I seen all that, you know. But you know, I feel good. I feel good. And I hope everybody out there on Radio Land feeling good, too, as well as I am. But I just thank God for everything, to my colleagues and everybody. You know, I love all y'all. We all family. And I hit a Miss Event, Miss Glass last night. I was feeling so good. I was under the weather. I didn't even go to some the morning worship service, but I feel better that I got to get some air today.
Good,
so
good.
God is good and all the time, and all the time God is good. All I can say, everybody, be yourself. Don't be something you're not. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Stay focused on what you want to do. Don't give up. I'm going to sign off. My name is Queen B. As Valencia, as Brenda Former, as all my colleagues will call me, L, Ronnie, R, Cowboy, to Monica, Point, Miss Glass, Dolores, Bob Gotti, Major Tab, the whole gang. We thank you for listening to us on Block Talk Radio on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. May God bless and each one of y'all. Have a blessed evening and a blessed week. Peace out. I'm out right now.
Man, I appreciate that, and I'm sure everybody else does as well. Thank you so much. Notables. For those who might have said, hey, what did we miss? We didn't get a chance to really get into it last week, but we lost, William Perry Jr., May 31st, 1965 to August the 7th, 2023, better known as DJ Casper, also known as Mr. C, the Slide Man, American disc jockey, hype man, and songwriter. Born and raised in Chicago, he was known as Casper due to frequently being clad in an all-white attire while on stage. He did Casper Slide Part 1, also known as Cha-Cha Slide, and it was created for Perry for his nephew, who worked as a personal trainer at a Bally Total Fitness in 1998. After the song grew in popularity as an aerobic exercise at fitness clubs and PE in schools, Casper created a second song in 2000 titled Casper Slide Part 2, which was picked up by, Elroy Smith at Chicago's radio station, WGCI-FM. The song became a hit in Chicago in 2004 when the city's MOB Records record label became involved, as well as helping Perry create a whole compilation album with other Chicago-based artists to promote the dance. Cha-Cha Slide was later picked up by Universal Records. and Perry made an appearance as a DJ in a season 6 episode of Orange is the New Black as Crazy Eyes, hallucination of the prisoners and guards line dancing to the Cha-Cha Slide. And he was diagnosed with kidney cancer in 2016. And after unsuccessful surgery the same month, he became chemotherapy. In an interview in July 2018, he stated he was in remission. 2019, Perry stated that he beat his kidney and liver cancers and said he was a changed man, stating that was God's way of just slowing me down just a little bit. By 2023, the cancer had returned, causing substantial cachexia. Perry died of kidney and liver cancer August 7th, 2023, at the age of 58. Also, we lost who? Magoo, pretty much. It was the Timbaland and Magoo were a rap duo consisting of producer, rapper Timothy Timbaland Mosley, born March 10th, 1972, and rapper Melvin Magoo Barcliffe, July 12, 1973 to August 13, 2023, formed in 1989, hailing from Norfolk, Virginia. The duo first met when they were teenagers. They later paired up as a duo and released their debut album, Welcome to Our World, spawning their highest charting single, Up Jumps the Boogie. They released two more studio albums as a group, Indecent Proposal in 2001 and Under Construction Part 2 in 2003. The latter was meant as a sequel to Missy Elliott's fourth album, Under Construction. In August 2021, Background Records, the label who launched R&B pop singer Aaliyah, signed a distribution deal with Empire Distribution to re-release Magoo and Timbaland's catalog on CD, cassette, and vinyl, also putting it onto digital download sales. And for the first time ever, streaming services. As a result, Timbaland's 1998 album, Tim's Bio, Life in the Basement, and Timbaland and Magoo albums, Welcome to Our World, A Decent Proposal, and Under Construction, Part 2, were re-released August 27, 2021. Magoo's death by the age of 50 was announced on August 13, 2023. So, there you go. Platinum was Welcome to Our World. 356,000 of their second studio album, Indecent Proposal. They're not even saying how Under Construction Part 2 really fared. So that's all we're going to say is that didn't fare too well. But for people who knew them, knew of their work, they knew they stayed pretty much consistent with what they were doing. So that's a plus in itself. My thing was, where were we tonight? This will probably be by next week when we figure out how to tie it in. This is how real activism works. You get out to make changes. Leanne Cook-Reed, fitness instructor. Wolf Hybrid attacks this woman while she's out doing what she's supposed to. Getting their cardio in. The dog was dangerous. The hybrid wolf dog was dangerous. Very dangerous. It was very, very vicious. So 21 days later, going on about. This dog is running loose. The people who own the dog can't do anything with it, it seemed like. It's still on the grounds, and people become scared that this wolf is going to attack their children. So Sister Laura Cowan comes to Black on Black Crime headquarters, she does, with the B documentary people, Brother Chris, Ultramagnetic Films, Bad Works. They come through. Angela Y. Davis says, we're going to put a stop to this. I'm getting in contact with Kevin Bishop. So everything is on pause. Everybody's upset, up in arms. Okay. So what happens? They reach out to the council people involved, Blaine Griffith, the president of city council. Everybody's upset. James Box is calling. And next thing you know, they plan on doing a rally on Friday. Last Friday. That's what they plan on. It didn't happen. Why? Because all of a sudden, they knew the rally was coming, and they went on and snatched the wolf hybrid dog out from the person. It's a true story, y'all. After they did that, they then went and hit the owner with charges. So today, we went to Leanne Cook Reed. She is the wife, fitness trainer, instructor. She's a fitness trainer, instruction, all that. Well known for her works. Her husband is Charles Reed. Yeah, you know that Charles Reed from Adrenaline Rush. Okay? They've been married, family dynamic. But Sister Laura says, we got to show love, baby. So on behalf of Hayes, Maddie B's Florals International, Hayes Flowers, 216-334-9820. That's 216-334-9820. They gave a couple of beautiful flower splays. Danielle Woods put it together. Big, beautiful vase and all that. She got a card. Laura, myself, who knows who else has put money through. The hand is a token of love. Sister Laura brought a cake. James Box, the whole American, Jim Brown program. You had Black Man's Army, Black Women Army representation. You had 19 News, Fox 8 News. You had Channel 3 News. We'll be watching the news in a little while to see who shows what. It was a beautiful thing. The person who stopped to help her while she was being viciously attacked by a dog, hybrid wolf dog. It was not an elder black man. It was not a Caucasian. It wasn't Latino. It wasn't even a white man. It was a young black man who stopped, tried to flag down police, got out of his vehicle to help her fight the dog off, hybrid wolf dog, gets into his vehicle, begs her don't look at her leg because it's it tore through ligament, everything else. She's fortunate she's got pain, but she's fortunate she didn't lose the leg. All right? She says out there in the press release, I am not kidding, the rally, we're showing love, bringing flowers, some ends, beautiful cake Laura had. And the lady says, this event, this traumatic, instead of being mad, I'm just thankful it happened to me rather than a child. Because the child may not have come back from something like that. As a matter of fact, let's put it out there. She even said herself that, hey, when it comes down to it, I love my husband, but this event, I fell in love with my husband all over again. This man has been supporting this woman, her dreams and visions. She's been there for some of his musically. It just shows that not just in the entertainment phase that you see on TV, but black couples are out there setting an example. It was an honor to see him. It was just an honor. So with that being said, so many things come through, from emotions to you name it. It's just so many things. As a matter of fact, that's what we're going to do. We're going to play Emax the Image. Emotions, be right back after this.
Okay. I've been this way since I was 12 years old. Nobody was there to show me what I know. So I soaked up as much as I could. And I'm good, yeah. Probably thought that I was going to come out here and sing a slow song. Emotions got you going. That's why you know which way I'm going, yeah. Girl, I try to tell you about my style. I've been messing with you for a while, but you didn't want to listen to me. And now you're texting me how much you're missing me.
Emotions, emotions.
So how you feel? Tell me what's the deal, eh?
Emotions, emotions.
So what's the deal? Tell me how you feel. Is it really about the way you feel about me? Or is it something that you want about me? People come around me like they love me, but they don't, so I won't let them get it out me. Emotion,
yeah.
I'm a comedian, this is my one-night stand. People talking about me like I ain't afraid to say what the fuck I need to say about the family. I ain't trying to get a fucking
grade.
I'm looking for another fucking
A.
But people treat me like a game that you play. Yeah, yeah. Alright.
Emotions, emotions.
That's how you feel. Tell me what's the deal. Yeah.
Emotions, emotions.
That's how you feel. Tell me what's the deal with this.
Emotions, emotions. Emotions.
Why do you talk about me like you know me?
Is it the whole truth that you're telling?
Got the world thinking that you really showed me what I gotta do.
Who showed you?
Emotions telling you that I, the kind of guy that you can run it by. Emotions got you slipping. I ain't made from that kind of
cut.
Jumping through the shit, jumped through the trenches, and I made it out with a few
stitches.
At the same time, emotions real. That's how you're feeling, yeah.
Emotions, emotions.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
emotions, emotions.
That's how you feel.
Man, this is getting like real easy to do because I got a chance to let people know that when we talked about the angry activists, stand up for our children, you had a speakers list last week, and on that speakers list you had people like, let me make sure, you had Al Porter, Derek Wade, Jeff Mixon, Ernie Harris, Art McCoy, Cord, New Eric Cleveland, Faim, and Austria. And so final remarks were from Al Porter. It was just a powerful medium, stand up for our children. For those who may have missed some of that, we will say that it was Cleveland activists who protest what they call unfair labeling of black youth by city leaders. Now, with that being said, the protest was held in front of Cleveland City Hall two Fridays ago by a local activist concerned about how they say black youth are being labeled by the city's administration. As Jeff Mixer, the president of Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County and a political director of Black on Black Crime, officially requested a meeting with Mayor Justin Bibb, Police Chief Wayne Drummond, and other city leaders, as the group wants to discuss adding more resources and programs to help steer young people, including troubled teens, towards a positive path in life. Mixon realizes the violent crime in the city of Cleveland has reached crisis level, but he says that's a slippery slope when you start calling black kids animals, because what people hear is that all black kids are animals. During a news conference on July 26, Police Chief Drummond talked about the arrest of 12 teens accused of viciously attacking a man at a gas station. The chief made it clear that kind of violence won't be tolerated and said to attack that man who's doing absolutely nothing is animalistic behavior, and we can't have that in our community. Now, while Drummond says the accused were suspects ages from 12 to 16 who are committing violent adult crimes, the suspects were caught on camera not only beating the man, but they were seen in a video pulling out an AR-15 and several other guns and firing off dozens of shots at a gas station on St. Clair and East 140th. But Mixon said, we definitely feel that we need to stop attacking children, and we definitely feel that it's time for the administration to invest in children as much as they invest in big business. However, some of the victims told 19 News that crimes like this don't just involve children, but children who are criminals. Ernest Harris, an educator with the group, told 19 News there will be no reduction in crime until Mayor Bibb invests in the young people that's causing the crime. If you don't teach them skills, you're going to have crime. If a boy can't make, he's going to take. If he can't build, he's going to steal. That's just a natural fact. Representatives with the group New Era Cleveland, run by Brother Fahim, who's the chairman, says it's about investing in programs that stimulate a child's mind, body, and soul and motivate them to want to achieve and do something positive. It really starts with the deprivation in our neighborhoods. Not a lot of opportunity for our young people, access to certain resources and barriers in place for our young people. It's more accessible for them to get guns and drugs and participate in gang violence. That is for them to do something positive and constructive in our neighborhoods. Chairman Fahim said when 19 News asked about what role parents need to play, he said everyone has to be held accountable for the role we play in the lack of direction, meaningful direction for our young people. Mayor Bibb's office responded saying the mayor knocked out on and on about 6,000 doors this summer to make sure families and the children were informed about resources and programs. In the recent news conference, Police Chief Drummond made it clear he was referring to the actions of teens who commit violent adult-like crimes. So that is part of that news story that we just got into finally and were able to deal with. Looking at the fact that I have the time to do so, I want to say that also, that was part of the 19 news story. Channel 5 chimed in because they were there as a local organization demanded that elected, and that was Tara Morgan on this one, and appointed city leaders changed their tune about teenagers. As black-on-black crime went to the steps of Cleveland City Hall to send a message after controversial comments during a news conference last month following arrest and a brutal beating. We are here to fight on behalf of children. We don't like them being called animals, Jeffrey Mixon with Black on Black Crime Inc. said. Several people stood in solidarity with Mixon at City Hall Friday afternoon. I believe Dolores Gray was there also, Danielle Woods, Blackland Army, as before mentioned. As Black on Black Crime Inc. is taking issue with the language during a news conference last month when the Cuyahoga County prosecutor, mayor, and police chief announced the arrest of a dozen teens in a brutal attack. 34-year-old man survived the beating that was caught on camera at a gas station East 140th in St. Clair. To attack that man who was doing absolutely nothing, animalistic behavior, and we can't have that in our community, Chief Drummond said. Now, our intention is not going to be focused on Chief Drummond today because Chief Drummond is not a politician, Mixon said. Yeah, he did make a comment. And it's not just one comment. It's the entire attitude consistent with that comment, said Mixon. In a statement, the leader said city leaders need to be very careful. Now, the NAACP said in a statement, city leaders need to be very careful not to dehumanize people, particularly children. Mixon demands elected officials to start taking a look at that root cause, which he says is poor government using tax dollars to invest in corporate interest rather than in children. We're not blaming everything on the current leadership. We feel like it's time for us to step forward when elected officials, the people who spend our taxpayer dollars, are talking about taking the gloves off in regards to our kids, Mixon said. A representative for City Hall provided this statement to News 5, which was, I guess, basically speaking, Mayor Bibb, Chief Drummond, and the city's mayor's leadership team care deeply about young people in the city of Cleveland. Throughout the summer, we have been focused on ensuring that residents and families know about programming and resources through the rec centers, CMSD, and others that are available to keep youth engaged in safe, productive, and enjoyable activities and provide youth and their families with access to social support specialists who help families navigate many of the root causes associated with violence, which is very deep in itself. Now, with all of that being said, people, it was a very, very powerful statement in itself that gave us an overview of a couple of statements that did happen that some people may have missed, but it actually happened in the community. And I was very thankful that we were able to get some sort of feedback where family members and others came through, which took us to the past week where the Cleveland, now that was the part of a 14-foot step ladder on a soapbox where we got a chance to talk about why we were angry activists marching on City Hall. Now, what just happened the past Friday? You saw Brick House Wellness, Dolores Gray. You saw Alfred Porter Jr. on the news with Joe Paganakis. Why? Because of what's going on, which Councilman Mike Palencik and Councilman Kevin Conwell, others were looking at things. It's the CLE, Cleveland legislation, increasing curfew violation, penalties heading to city department leaders. As Cleveland parents and community leaders hope new law will also include family intervention, team counseling, and mentoring. Proposed legislation in Cleveland to bolster the penalties for juveniles, curfew, law violators, and their families is generating plenty of reaction among parents and community leaders. The legislation, which was introduced by Ward 8 Cleveland Councilman Michael Palencik on August 17th, is now moving on to key city department leaders in public safety, finance, and law for an evaluation. The legislation proposes to increase the penalty for a first curfew law violation to a fourth degree misdemeanor with up to $250 fine and up to 30 days in jail. A second subsequent offense would carry up to a $500 fine and up to 60 days in jail. Palencik told News 5, the parents of juvenile offenders need to be held more accountable and said better enforcement of the city curfew law is a key component in curbing the rise in juvenile violence and crime in Cleveland this summer. The proposed legislation will also issue parents and guardians of teen violators up to the equivalency of $250 cash of community service. The current Cleveland curfew law states juveniles 12 years and old and under must be home by dark. Teens 13 and 14 inside by 9:30. Teens 15 and 16 inside by 11. And teens who are 17 years must be home by midnight. Black on Black Crime, Inc. Ambassador Al Porter agrees parents need to take a more active disciplinary role, but is also hoping the new law will include a provision for family intervention and teen counseling and mentoring for repeat offenders. Porter said, parents and guardians who can, they should have been taking responsibility on their own before it came to this. That's number one. What is also needed is access to family help, and I'll even say mentorship help. You name it, without that, it's just setting us up for more failure. Ward 9 Cleveland Councilman Kevin Conwell told News 5 he'll ask that family counsel and team mentoring be added to the proposed legislation in the coming weeks. Programs like the African American Male Initiative, programs that will steer children in the right direction. A lot of kids don't have fathers in the household, Conwell said. Resting people is not always the right answer, and some of the children go to school just to get a meal, so we have to look into some of the other issues. Dolores Gray, who's a Cleveland grandmother who helps raise her 13 and 19-year-old grandsons, also agrees more parental accountability is needed, but she's hoping the new legislation will include family outreach. She even said, so you never know what's going on in the household, Gray said. There's a lot of programs out there that are for families and youth, and so I really feel that they should activate that. They should also work with the schools, mentorship programs, and behavioral services as well. Once the legislation goes into the directors of public safety, finance, and law, it will come back to council committees and safety and finance, diversity, equity, and inclusion before it goes to the full council this coming fall. So those are some of the things that we've been involved in. If you saw the page that I was putting some of this stuff up into, making sure that people know what's happening. I did. Didn't have to even tag 99 plus one people in a story. Why? Because this stuff is happening whether you expect it to or not, and it's a good thing. It means we're doing our job to make sure everybody's included. Let me go to 216-347. That's 216-347. How are you doing?
How you doing, Brother Al?
That's good. Wait a minute. Is this Rico Dancy, the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf?
Correct. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, Rico. I am. As a matter of fact, Brother Rico, what is going on with you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. I put my petition to run.
Yeah.
The lady who been in office since 71.
Wow.
And when the deaf guy got murdered in Baltimore, and a lot of deaf people here, people got a disability, mm-hmm. is supporting me. So I'm going to run against her. I'm stepping down. On December 1st, because by law I cannot hold that seat and run for office.
Right.
Okay. I am ready to get to work for the people, you know, for the people. If I win my primary, in my election, I'll be the first African American who fight for the deaf in U.S. House of Representatives, and her name is, I'll forget her name. She been in since 71. And they say, if you been in office since 71 and you have not passed no legislations dealing with people with a disability, so why are you in there? And another thing for the new Conestoga, Chris O'Neill, I'll be calling him since he got elected. And you get the voicemail for his executive assistant, and she don't return your call. So
okay.
It is a very, very curious on these people who's running for office, and
okay.
if they don't return your call when they get elected,
mm-hmm.
Why are we voting for the same people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because in D.C., our school board is elected. They don't get appointed by the mayor. They don't get appointed by the mayor because D.C. pays the highest taxes in any other city in the country. We pay more than the highest taxes. So,
yeah, we do.
My friend asked me yesterday, my website going to be up next Tuesday. So I'm ready for begin this journey to fight for the people, by the people, and for the people. And like I told somebody yesterday, I'm not new to politics. I might be new to the city, but I'm not new to politics.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not new to politics. That's true.
But I might be new to the city, but I'm not new to the political game. So that's why I'm going to step down on December 1st because in our bylaws, we cannot run for an office and hold our seat. So our vice president is completely deaf. She's going to be calling on the relay service. Okay. So they congratulate me on my fight I've been doing. So I'm going to continue this fight. Once I win, I'll be the first African-American who is deaf, who hold a high seat of the House of Representatives. So I'm really concerned.
Okay.
I'm really and one more thing before I go. Okay, we invite the mayor of Cleveland to our event, the 7 days of his church, every year, right? For the last 2 years, we invite him last year.
Mm-hmm.
He turned down. We invite him this year. He turned down. So, if I understand, Brother Al, don't the highest people who vote in Cleveland is the people with a disability?
Right.
So if you are a mayor, because you've been invited and you keep turning it down, why are we keep putting you? Why are we voting for you? And I think he's going to be a one-time mayor. In my opinion, because you make all these shows, what you're going to do, you're going to have an interpreter at every conference. You're going to have this. That's what you said. And believe me, I still have that email, okay? And when I blast him, and believe me, on Twitter, when I'm going to blast tonight on Twitter, when he said, when I get elected, I'm going to make sure that the council has an interpreter. I'm going to have an interpreter. I'm going to do all these promises, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All these promises.
What's the promises, mate?
Yeah, well, okay. And another thing, the old mayor had a wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
The old mayor had a wife, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, do we know if he LGBTQ or where his wife at?
You know,
okay.
Angela Y. Davis has said something about his husband. So that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Maybe somebody text me this today and said, President, we've never seen the mayor of Cleveland mention about his wife. Is he LGBT or is he behind closed doors? A voter said that in Cleveland. So,
I believe that.
Okay. So, we need to hold him accountable to the foot of the law. You making everything on the west side market, but nothing for the black community on the east side. Everything he doing is on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
The west side market, nothing on the east side. So that is my comment for tonight.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Yep. Enjoy your evening. This man said so many powerful things that it was just powerful. That's Rico Dancy. He let you know when he be stepping down and why. And that's all I can say. Very, very strong, strong messages. And what, in part, Rico was talking about when he came to the mayor was that Cleveland City Council members, they decried the mayor's absence from first council meeting since the mass shooting. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on with that. As the tensions ran high, a couple Wednesdays ago at Wednesday night's Cleveland City Council meeting, the first one since the mass shooting in the downtown warehouse district, with some council members voicing concern over the absence of Mayor Justin Bibb or anyone from the administration. In all my time in this body, 13 consecutive terms, I have never, ever seen a time when no one from an administration has shown up to a council meeting. Not one person, said the Ward 8 council member, Michael Palenzik. So this goes along with a 12-foot step ladder for the soapbox. We can't even look to our right to get any answers, said Ward 5 council member Richard Starr. We've asked for press conferences. We asked for every possible different solution on how we can work together, but still they don't show up at work. City Council President Blaine Griffith commented and said he would call Bibb's administration about his absence. But Bibb's office provided a statement for the news, I guess maybe News 5 or somebody, was like, the administration has been working tirelessly every single day to push Cleveland forward. The city's problems and violence do not get a summer recess like council. The administration works around the clock, showing up every day and doing everything we can to keep our residents safe and ensure they receive the services they need. They said, we were informed of the political grandstanding that was going to occur last night. The mayor will not subject his cabinet to sit politely for yet another monologue attacking their integrity, ethics, and basic functionality. Real progress takes place with hard work and action, not expressing frustration in front of an audience. Continued attacks like these rip at the fabrics of collaboration, are unproductive, and hinder progress, hurting those who need help the most, our residents. We look forward to genuine collaboration with council in the future. So the problem is that that was in part what Rico Dancy, very informed, I'll say phone caller that came in, Brother Rico Dancy. I appreciate him for looking and being a part of the radio program. I appreciate that. My thing is this. I would be probably wrong if I didn't say, because I gave the song to Joe Paganakis. We're talking about some of the problems, the mentorship problems, lack thereof. We even talked about what I happen to believe was the problem with what was going on. So with that being said, this is just my personal thought on why we're having so many dad blast problems with some of these children out there. Just because the name of the song is For the Hood, BTA, or BDA, Beat Dad At. But in the rural places, the song is called BTA, Beat Their Ass Parents and Guardians.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass.
Your kids show out, beat the ass. Your child act up, whoop the ass. Your kids show out, beat the ass. Your child act up, whoop the ass. Your kids show out, beat the ass. Your child act up, whoop the ass. Your kids show out, beat the ass. Your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat the ass. No timeout, whoop the ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat the ass. No timeout, whoop the ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat the ass. No timeout, whoop the ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat the ass. No timeout, whoop the ass. They got a smart mouth, beat the ass. They talk back, whoop the ass. They got a smart mouth, beat the ass. They talk back, whoop the ass. They got a smart mouth, beat the ass. They talk back, whoop the ass. They got a smart mouth, beat the ass. They talk back, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. Six out six kids, beat the ass. They tell on you, whoop the ass. Six out six kids, beat the ass. They tell on you, whoop the ass. Six out six kids, beat the ass. They tell on you, whoop the ass. Six out six kids, beat the ass. They tell on you, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. There's a rod, beat the ass. Spoil a child, whoop the ass. There's a rod, beat the ass. Spoil a child, whoop the ass. There's a rod, beat the ass. Spoil a child, whoop the ass. There's a rod, beat the ass. Spoil a child, whoop the ass. The Bible say, beat the ass. Scripture say, whoop the ass. The Bible say, beat the ass. Scripture say, whoop the ass. The Bible say, beat the ass. Scripture say, whoop the ass. The Bible say, beat the ass. Scripture say, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If that's your kid, beat the ass. You raising them, whoop the ass. If that's your kid, beat the ass. You raising them, whoop the ass. If that's your kid, beat the ass. You raising them, whoop the ass. If that's your kid, beat the ass. You raising them, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop the ass. On the loop. DJ Magic Mike, Shy D, Byron Davis, Tag B, MC Boo, 95 South, Kilo Ali, Duke, 71 North, Miami, 3342, and Quick, 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat the ass. 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 I'm tired of all these badass chillers. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunt with them and going to the club with them. Iggy Crew, 3342. If your child act up, whoop the ass. 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 If your child act up, whoop the ass.
And that was recorded in the studio of none other than 3342 Music. Super producer, engineer on that track. The engineer was Pete Weeks, EBAX, The Image, if I'm not mistaken, Eagle Crew Records, they own that particular beat, Miami Bass Stylings, there you have it, there it is. By next Monday, we hope to talk about the next upcoming hip-hop workshop, which will be a tribute, a pre-party for KRS-One, who's coming into town at 7 p.m., you can't make this up, performing for free in Cleveland, but beforehand, the official pre-party for KRS-One will be September 9th Hip Hop Workshop at 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 21st, right between Euclid and Chester. The Black Studies Department, a.k.a. the Department of Africana Studies, for September the 9th. So with that being said, we'll talk more about what's going on. It's a BDP dance party. Talk to you all soon. Stay up. Stay blessed. Peace.